How to fix cracked tires. Cracked tires are a common problem among car owners. However, the process of fixing them is not as complicated as it seems and can be done by anyone with some knowledge of cars. In this article, you'll find out how to fix a cracked tire in easy steps. The cause of cracked tires. Cracks in tires are commonly caused due to overinflation of the tire. This is when too much pressure is put into the tires, which results in cracking on the side walls. Poorly balanced tires may also result in cracks on the tire's surface. Time to use tires too long. In addition to the cause mentioned above, time on tires is also a contributing factor for cracked tires. Tires can break due to age, which will decrease their performance and quality. Low quality materials. Rubber is a natural product that can be used in the manufacturing of tires. Though, some cheap imitation products are made up of cheap synthetic materials. Such low-quality rubber may not withstand pressure or weather conditions for too long, making it more susceptible to cracking. Improper maintenance. Cracked tires are not only caused due to external factors but also because of improper maintenance. For example, you need to check your tire pressure regularly for signs of overinflation or cracks. You should constantly rotate your tires to wear evenly and prevent uneven wearing of the tire surface, leading to cracking. How to fix a cracked tire step by step. Step 1. Purchase a tire. Purchase a new tire from the store and have it installed at your nearest garage. For convenience, you may want to have both front tires replaced as well if they are cracked too. Step 2. Prepare for the repair. Ensure that you take all tools required for repair, including a jack, two blankets, one long screwdriver, and a can of tire sealant/foam. The blanket is to avoid any damage to the car's bodywork that may happen during installation. Step 3. Remove the damaged tire. Using a jack, raise your vehicle at one end till it is suspended in the air. Once you are sure that your car won't fall, remove all screws and nuts holding the wheel in place. Now slowly pull the tire away from the vehicle and take it to a safe distance where you can efficiently work on it. Step 4. Work on the tire. Using a screwdriver, pry out all foreign materials stuck between your tire's treads. You can also use water to clean off any dirt or mud stuck in your treads. Now mount the new tire on the rim and inflate it to about 30 psi so that you can check for any visible cracks. Make sure all screws and nuts are securely tightened. Set the car back down on the ground and check if everything is set. If no cracks appear, then you're done. Step 5. Seal up the tire. If you see cracks around your new tire, then it's time to use some sealant. Using a can of foam or glue, spray along the sides of your tires until they are completely sealed. After doing so, mount the wheel back on your car and make sure that everything is locked in place. My car's warranty cover blown tires. A. If the blown tire resulted from one or more manufacturing defects, then it is likely that your warranty will cover the cost of the replacement. Q. Why do my tires develop flat spots when I change my car's direction? A. This happens because the tire isn't rotating correctly and may also indicate wear and tear or damage to the inner components. Use some air freshener. If you are using a tire sealant can, spray some of the foam or liquid on your hands and rub them together to spread it around. This will leave behind a fresh scent that isn't harmful to your health. Now all there is left to do is drive off into the sunset with a freshly repaired tire. Smile. Ways to prevent tires cracking. 1. Examine your tires often. Make sure you check the treads of your tires for cracks or cuts regularly. Replace all old tires with new ones that are made up of better quality rubber. This will increase their durability and longevity. 2. Keep your car at recommended psi. Having low tire pressure will not only affect the performance of your car but may also cause your tires to crack. Make sure you check the maximum and minimum recommended psi for your tires regularly and fill them up with air as needed. 3. Use quality spare parts. Make sure that all components of your tire are genuine so that you can avoid using artificial, low-quality materials instead. Using quality spare parts can lead to extended tire life. 4. Store tires properly. Make sure that you store your tires in a cool, dry place that's away from direct sunlight or excessive heat. If possible, keep them in an enclosed space, so moisture doesn't damage them further. 5. Rotate your tires regularly. Rotating the tires regularly can help even out wear and tear, prevent uneven wearing of the tire surface, and prevent cracking. It is highly recommended that you turn your tires about every 7,500 miles or once a year. 6. Check pressure monthly, or more often if necessary. Checking your tire pressure regularly means that you'll be able to detect a problem before it becomes too big to handle. Periodically check for unusual bends or bulges in your tire and have them replaced by a professional immediately. 7. Keep your car low. Keeping the weight of your vehicle as low as possible can help reduce the stress on tires, prevent cracking, and avoid tread damage. Make sure you use tire liners, wheel weights, or install low-profile tires to keep your car's weight down. Conclusion: by following these simple steps, you can prolong the life of your tires and prevent them from cracking. A cracked tire may seem like a minor problem at first, but it can easily lead to expensive car repairs. If you're going on a long trip soon, make sure you have enough spare parts for your car's tires with you at all times. No matter how great your vehicle is, without tires, it's pretty much useless. FAQs. Q. Can I use glue to fix a hole in my tire? A. Glue is not intended for fixing holes in car tires. It may temporarily plug the spot, but if you drive on it for too long, then there's a chance that the car will explode. Q. What happens when you overinflate your tire? A. Overinflating your tire can lead to a blowout, which will cause you to lose control of the car. It is best to reduce pressure to prevent this from happening.